Baylor University proudly presents The John Morris Show. Baylor University, where light shine bright. This is The John Morris Show on ESPN Central Texas, the flagship station for the Baylor Bears.
Very much looking forward to finishing out the regular season this week. I told our guys not many times in life that you're going to have a chance to win 11 games. And it's a chance for opportunity for us to go 1-0 this week, go on the road, and understanding that the symmetry of being 1-11 the first year and a chance to be 11-1 is certainly not lost on me or lost on our guys. So,
The John Morris Show is also brought to you by Amanda Cunningham, Coldwell Banker Apex Realtor, by the Baylor Club at McLean Stadium, and by D'Amore Fine Jewelers, 4541 West Waco Drive, where Waco gets engaged.
The games that we call big games, well, they're big games because we're playing. They're not big games because of who we're playing. They're big games because we're playing. And this is a huge game. Huge game. This is the biggest game of the year. And we're playing against good players. We're going on the road. There's all these challenges, you know, going on the road is always a challenge. The weather could be a challenge. It says it's going to rain. It says it's going to be 20 mile an hour winds. All those things are challenges, but it's a big game because we're playing it.
Now, from the Petty Clinic Low T Studio, here's the voice of the Bears, John Morris.
Hi, and welcome, John Morris Show on a Tuesday. Glad you're with us, John Morris. Garrett Ross back in the captain's chair this morning. Garrett, we missed you yesterday. Good to have you back today.
Thank you.
Appreciate it, and you're giving an update on your son. Things are much better there. Certainly know that we were praying for him, and glad to hear things are much better.
I appreciate that. Yeah, it was a scary moment, but he's getting back to himself.
That's good. That's good news. Well, we missed you yesterday. It was good to have Steven in here, but glad you are back today.
Thank you.
Here's what we have coming up in the hour. We'll look at Big 12 football and basketball. A lot of that going on. This is the week. A lot of basketball teams around the country, Big 12 included, play in holiday tournaments. Kansas is in the Maui Invitational. They won last night big over Chaminade by 30 points, and they'll play who today? BYU, I think.
I have to look. Off the top of my head, I'm not sure.
I'm not either, but we got a guy coming up that can tell us for sure. We'll visit with David Lawrence, color analyst for, he does color for the KU football games, and he is the pre- and post-game host, the Crimson and Blue Line host on the KU basketball games. So David is, and I'll tell you this before we get him on the air. So here was my thought process or my working process to get. First, I thought Brian Haney, who's the voice of the Jayhawks,
right?
You know, and we have every week during the season, you know, we have the opposing voice on with us, and I love talking to those guys. They're good friends.
Yeah,
and it's just fun for us to get to talk on the air. So I wasn't prepared enough when I made the ask of Brian Haney because I sent him a text. Hey, could you be on Tuesday? It's a short week. We don't have shows Thursday and Friday. Just talk football. And he said, he texted back and was very nice about it and said, I might need to pass this time. We're in Maui this week. And, you know, it's a four-hour difference.
Oh, yeah. That would have been brutal.
So if he had agreed to be on with us at 9:25 Central Time, that is 5:25 a.m. Hawaii time. So I said, oh, I'm so sorry. I didn't think that through well enough. So I said, we'll get David. So we got David Lawrence, who's the color analyst, on with us coming up.
I'm excited to hear from him and, you know, get their perspective of, you know, ultimately the change in culture around the Kansas football team. And, you know, everything we all knew what took place with the basketball team and just see where they're at and, you know, just get some information out of Kansas.
Yeah, and David's a great guy to get that with. You know, would have loved to have had Brian on, but David is great to have on. So we'll visit with him, David Lawrence. And then so I texted David and I, you know, explained the situation. Mm-hmm. And he said, yeah, could we do it a little later? Could we do it after 10? And I said, well, no, I'm only on 9 to 10. No problem. I'll see you Saturday. And he said, no, I'll do it. I'll make it work. So I don't know if he had something that he moved around or if he was, you know, he does the pre- and post-game for Kansas basketball. And that basketball show, pre-game is 90 minutes. Post-game is, I think, 90 minutes also. Mm. So I think that may have taken it a little bit late into the night during that post-game for KU basketball last night. But he's going to be on with us. So that's the backstory of how we actually have David Lawrence lined up to be on with us.
Well, I mean, he's going to have some good information. He might be a little tired, but he'll have some good information for us.
Yeah. I think everybody's tired time of year, for sure. So we'll visit with him about Baylor-Kansas football coming up this week and Kansas basketball playing in the Maui Invitational. And we got that straight ahead or coming up here later in the hour. Other than that, what else is going on? It is kind of a strange week, isn't it? I mean,
yeah.
You think about Coach Rule and football getting ready for this game against Kansas, trying to get to 11-1 with a win. Baylor is 11-1 and a ton of momentum going into the Big 12 championship game next week.
They really do, and you know I don't even think they've hit their peak yet. And just to watch what they have been able to do, and the team just the growth and seeing them come together, and man, they're playing lights out right now, and it's gonna be interesting to see how they take care of business with Kansas, and hopefully. I know they're not going to overlook it, but at the same time, you've got to be weary of, not necessarily a letdown, but you just got to be cautious with games like this, knowing that you have the Big 12 championship locked up, and you don't want to, look at getting revenge on Oklahoma or whatever. You need to focus on taking care of Kansas right
now.
That's
it. And I think Coach Rule really set the tone for that yesterday at his press conference. We heard part of that in the open today. He said this is the biggest game of the year, and I love that approach.
Yeah.
I think that's great. You don't want to go into a game saying, well, we can rest some guys to get ready for next week. If you say something like that, that immediately sets the tone for the game.
It does, and this is also not your – traditional Kansas team. This
is a dangerous
Kansas team with a great coach, and they got skill players all over the field, and so you definitely don't want to take them lightly, because we've seen what they're able to do.
So Coach Rule set that tone yesterday, again trying to go 1-0 this week against Kansas, get to 11-1, biggest game of the year, he says. So I think that's terrific, the approach that they'll have. It is a little bit of an odd week with Thanksgiving coming up. Mm-hmm. Baylor is out of classes after today, so Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Baylor has no classes. So Coach Rule's going to adjust the practice schedule a little bit. Normal during the year is Tuesday morning, Wednesday evening, Thursday morning practice, and then a fast Friday practice. This week he's going to make it Tuesday, which they have coming up this morning, probably right in the middle of it right now, and then he's going to make it a Wednesday morning practice, not Wednesday evening. Finish about 10, and he's going to let the guys go for a little bit. If they're close enough to go home, they can do that. Otherwise, they'll take care of guys who stay here, make sure they get with a group or get with a coach or something like that. And then they have to be back for a Thursday evening practice. So gives them a little time to scoot home or, to a relative or somewhere and make it feel like Thanksgiving, and then come back and go back to work on Thursday.
That's a great idea. But also, he's got to be cautious. He's got to know, because, at this point, you have a routine, right?
Right.
So you don't want to, break your routine. But at the same time, in a situation like this, you do need to make the adjustments to let you see your family as well.
That's a really good point, because routine is big.
Yeah.
And especially if you're 10-1, you don't want to bust the routine. You don't want to bust it at all. You don't want to change anything.
You really don't. And, I know they're going to be able to keep everything together and keep it going, but that is something to be, to take into consideration as a routine.
So practice this morning, going on now, tomorrow morning, and then they'll be back for practice on Thursday, and then fast Friday and load up and go to Lawrence and play KU coming up 2:30 on Saturday afternoon. So you're big LSU fan, right?
Yes.
Are you big more LSU, or are you a Les Miles fan?
I love Les Miles.
Do you?
I was a big Les Miles, and I'm so happy that he got the job at Kansas. So I'm trying to keep an eye on that. Whether he's at LSU or not, I am a Les Miles fan.
Okay.
But I do like what Coach O is doing. I wasn't sure about him at first, but the necessary adjustments that he's made that Les didn't make has proved, to be the...
Like some offense.
That goes a long way. But, I am a Les Miles fan, so I have been keeping an eye on Kansas.
Very good.
Yeah, so,
So that's fun. All right, very good. I just wondered if your allegiance to Les Miles was just because he was at LSU, or if it extends beyond
that. It started when he was, I didn't have a, much. I didn't really know too much about Les Miles when he was at Oklahoma State per se.
Right.
But when he took over at LSU, that's, you know, just growing with him and just seeing his personality, you know, being a fan of the team. And so that connection makes me, you know, I want to follow his career. I want to see him be successful.
Very good. So that's the challenge for the Bears this weekend, Lawrence, to take on Kansas coming up on Saturday. Busy week. I say that relatively a slow week for Baylor athletics, relatively speaking. No games for men's basketball. Women's basketball leaving today for the Paradise Jam, U.S. Virgin Islands. That's turned in. I mean, that's a top-notch field there. We had media with Coach Mulkey yesterday. Baylor will play Washington State on Thursday. They'll play Indiana on Friday, which is number 17 in the nation. Then they'll play South Carolina on Saturday, which is up to number 5 in the nation. And then Oregon, which is number 1, is also in that field. Baylor won't see them. And somebody else, one of the top teams in the nation, is in that field also, in the on the other side of the bracket. Baylor won't see them. But who is that? I'll look at the poll and try to figure it out. But, man, that is some top-notch basketball, women's basketball tournament there.
It really is, and they need that. You know, because most of the time, you know, Baylor, you know, they try to schedule teams that are, you know, ranked and everything, but it's hard. You know, when you're at the top and people don't want to play you necessarily sometimes, but for them to get an opportunity to play ranked teams will benefit them in the Big 12 and more so in the NCAA tournament. And you've seen that already when they played South Florida. They were a fairly good team. Came in here and you they pushed Baylor.
Good test.
You know, so when you have another opportunity to get pushed, it's going to benefit them in the long run.
So that tournament for the Lady Bears, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Thursday and Friday here on ESPN Central Texas. Saturday, 7 o'clock, will be on 92.9 FM for the radio broadcast from the U.S. Virgin Islands. Volleyball is back to number 1 in the nation in the poll this week.
Awesome.
After their win over Texas last week. So Baylor number 1 again. And they are in West Virginia, in Morgantown, to play the Mountaineers coming up tonight. Final road match of the regular season. So that one is tonight, 5 o'clock our time, Central Time. Then volleyball will be home hosting TCU Saturday at 2 in the Farrell Center, and that is the final match of the regular season.
Is that going to be like a senior night, or have they already done that?
I don't know. I'll need to ask that. I mean, it's their final regular season home match. I don't think they've done it.
Because I know usually that's typically when you try to do it, is your last home game. I just wasn't sure.
I'll ask that question. That's a good thought. But that'd be great. If you want to see the number one team in the nation, the team that knocked off Texas, team that is will most likely be playing for at least a share of the Big 12 title, be at home Saturday, 2 o'clock against TCU in the Farrell Center.
Entering this season, did you think you would have two teams playing for shares in the Big 12 title?
How about different sports? Can't say that I did.
That's pretty amazing.
Know. Yeah, it really is.
That's amazing.
Yeah, it really is. So the fall has been great. Baylor's four sports going on right now. Football, men's basketball, women's basketball, and volleyball are combined 43-3. How about that?
That's amazing. And I think that shows the depth, the great job that, you know, Mac Rhodes and everybody has done in the athletic department. I personally think, and I put this out on Twitter yesterday, I've been trying to look around and do some research. I think overall as an athletic program, Baylor might have the best in the nation. Yeah. I mean, when you take in, you know, men's sports, women's sports as a whole, I really think they do right now.
I agree with you. I mean, show me somebody else who's having more success right now. And the beauty of it is it's not just athletically.
No.
You know, it's preparing champions for life, which is Mac's mantra. Mm-hmm. And it's academically, it's spiritually, it's socially, all those things. And it's really cool to watch. It really is.
You know, and the short turnaround, you know, everything was just in disarray there for a bit, you know, and to be able to get it to this point in the short amount of time just is a testament to the work that, you know, Mac has done. It's really unreal, and they made the perfect hire getting him in that position.
Yeah, doing a great job. All right, we need to take a break. Let's do that. A little bit later, we'll visit with David Lawrence, color analyst for KU football broadcast, pre- and post-game host on the KU basketball broadcast. David Letterman at KU himself. We look forward to visiting with him. John Morris Show brought to you by Baylor University, where lights shine bright. Also brought to you by DMRA Fine Jewelers. They're at 4541 West Waco Drive.
Where Waco gets engaged.
Baylor University has 330 student organizations. That's 330 ways to find your people. Looking for like-minded Lord Byron lovers? Check out the Literary Society. Get a pulse on your peers in the American Medical Student Association. Or if you'd argue you already have enough friends, then the mock trial team is shouting your name. Whoever your people are, find them at Baylor, where lights shine bright.
Come experience the difference at Glaw Ford Chevrolet Buick GMC in Clifton.
They are one of the few dealerships in Central Texas where you can shop and compare the Ford F-150, the Chevrolet Silverado, and the GMC Sierra pickup trucks side by side.
Whether it's hauling a big load or getting to a job site, count on the Ford F-150 or Super Duty truck. The Chevrolet Silverado has been helping people get things done for over 100 years. And the GMC Sierra 1500 light-duty pickup truck offers the world's first six-function multi-pro tailgate.
At Glaw Ford Chevrolet Buick GMC, no reasonable offer will be refused. Meet the friendly sales staff. They're small town folk ready to earn your business.
Serving Central Texas since 1964, Glaw Ford Chevrolet Buick GMC. Just a short drive to 1206 North Avenue G in Clifton. Come experience the difference. Where they say cars are like eggs, they're cheaper in the country.
J.D. Power has honored Texas Farm Bureau Insurance for 8 consecutive years for the highest customer satisfaction with auto insurers in Texas. Texas Farm Bureau Insurance, protecting Texans since 1952.
Bombarolo's Pizza, a Waco tradition since 1969 and consistently voted best pizza in Waco. With two locations to serve you, one on Valley Mills Drive and one in Hewitt. Bombarolo's Pizza, open Monday through Friday with lunch specials. You can find out more at www.pomparolos.com. Whether you dine in, carry out, drive through, or order online, it's Bombarolo's Pizza. Best pizza in Waco, best pizza on earth.
Hi, my name is Bambi Eskew. I'm the President and General Manager from Alan Samuels House of Travel. Be sure to tune in every Tuesday from 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. with Dustin at Bob 104.9 FM for our new Tuesday Travel Tips. Where's your next dream vacation? Let us help you find the way. Be sure to visit us online at houseoftravelwaco.com. Visit our Facebook page and our Instagram. Look forward to seeing you on Tuesdays.
Football season has merged with hunting season. Waco Custom Marketplace, your one-stop shop for tailgating, deer season, and fall as they continue to offer fully cooked brisket smoked in-house. A fall family box with 5 pounds of ground beef, 5 pounds of 6-ounce chicken breast, and 5 pounds of boneless pork chop for $40. Deer camp box with a pound of jalapeno or regular summer sausage, pound of cheddar cheese, roll of crackers, pound of bacon, pound of breakfast patties, and 2 pieces of sirloin steak for $25. The fall box with 5 pounds of ground chili meat, 5 pounds of stew meat, and 3 pounds of boneless beef roast. And there's the fall snack box, $15, including a piece of summer sausage, pound of cheddar cheese, pound of pepper jack cheese, and a roll of Ritz crackers. The fall savings steak box, including 6 ribeye steaks, 4 New York strips, 2 pieces of sirloin steak, and beef fillets for just $100. And you can start your day with fresh kolaches, baked daily and fresh. It's your one-stop shop for all your tailgating needs. The friendliest, fastest grocery store in Waco, Waco Custom Marketplace, 425 Lake Air Drive in Waco.
John Morris Show brought to you by UBO Business Services. A championship decision in business is partnering with Sean Hunt and UBO Business Services. With their 94% first-time fix rate, they leave their copier service competitors in the dust. You can call Sean Hunt at 254-772-1600. That is UBO Business Services. Back with us, John Morris, Garrett Ross. You know the name of that song? You recognize that song?
I don't. What is it?
Okay, it's the Ballroom Blitz.
Ballroom
and
Blitz.
I'm trying to think who it is, and I can't. I'm going to have to look that up. But it's the Ballroom Blitz because we wanted to tell you about, remind you about, big deal going on at the Baylor Club Ballroom coming up this evening. This is their annual, in fact, the fifth annual Sip and Shop Holiday Market that comes up today at the Baylor Club at McLean Stadium. What is it? Well, it's you can get all of your Christmas shopping needs met at the Baylor Club Sip and Shop, featuring over 55 vendors spread out on two levels. And that is today from 5 to 8 p.m. They say they have drinks available for purchase. There's the sip. And then you shop while you walk around. Vendors will have some great deals, so be sure to stop here first and hashtag shop local. So that is today, 5 to 8 p.m., $10 admission, and it is open to the public, too. So get this. You know, if you hear me talk about the Baylor Club and the benefits of being a member of the Baylor Club and all the events that they host and everything, and you say, yeah, I don't know. Maybe I'd like to see it.
Right.
It's a great opportunity to see the Baylor Club.
Yeah.
Because you can walk around and sip and shop at their holiday market. So that is today, 5 to 8 p.m. at the Baylor Club at McLean Stadium. If you'll go to their website, thebaylorclub.com, there's a link to click on to show the list of vendors that will be there. I don't think my wife knows about this. So do I'm I sure tell she... her or do I just let it kind of slip and slide and sip and shop on by?
I think if you don't tell her, you might regret it. But I don't know.
Here's the deal. Here's what I'll do. So I'm trying to, you know, the last couple of weeks have been so hectic that
right.
I'm really trying to spend some time at home this week as much as I can. So I'm going to try to be home after noon today. I mean, right around noon. And so I will bring it up. And because we'll be at home and we'll be doing, you know, who knows what, decorating and she's cooking for Thursday and all those things, just getting ready. But I'll mention it to her and say, hey, would you be interested in this?
I'm pretty sure tomorrow you're going to have a firsthand account and give us a recap of what the Sip and Shop is all about.
You think we'll be there?
I'm pretty sure. You might end up there.
All right. I'll report back to you tomorrow.
Okay.
So that is today, 5 to 8 p.m. at the Baylor Club at McLean Stadium. And again, it's open to the public. So, you know, this for anyone listening to us, you can go. It is $10 admission. But then all the vendors that are there, over 55 vendors are there. And get more details on the web at thebaylorclub.com. Now, this week for the Baylor Club, they were closed yesterday, which is normal after Baylor home football weekends. Today, they're open normal hours, and then the Sip and Shop tonight. I say normal, no dinner service tonight because of the Sip and Shop, but breakfast and lunch they've got tomorrow. Excuse me, they will be closed all day for food service. Mm. The only thing tomorrow are the Thanksgiving to-go pickups from 10 to 2 tomorrow. So if you ordered one of those all-inclusive Thanksgiving meals, tomorrow's your pickup day between 10 and 2. Closed on Thursday so they can celebrate Thanksgiving with their families. Friday, they'll be open dinner only on Friday. And then Saturday, this is pretty cool, they have a watch party for the Baylor-Kansas game.
Oh, that'd be
fun. So, yeah, 2 o'clock, game's at 2:30. So a watch party Saturday at the Baylor Club at McLean Stadium. Great place to gather with friends and family and get the great food of the Baylor Club and tap into the broadcast of Baylor and Kansas.
They really do have they're on top of their game as far as coming up with unique and fun things.
Always.
They always have something going
yeah,
on.
Yeah, always. Great things going on there. So there's the ballroom blitz for you. That's what's going on at the Baylor Club this week.
And the artist is Sweet.
Sweet. Okay.
Sweet.
I never would have remembered
Me
that.
Me either.
Very good. Thanks very much. All right. That's the Baylor Club at McLean Stadium. On the web, thebaylorclub.com, or you can always give them a call at 254-710-8080. And whoever answers will be very, very helpful and friendly and hospitable and give you all the information you need about membership or about their schedule at the Baylor Club at McLean Stadium. Take a break. When we come back, we'll visit with David Lawrence, get the KU side of the Big 12. David, color analyst for the Kansas football broadcasts, pre- and post-game host on the Crimson and Blue line for Kansas basketball. So we'll talk to David Lawrence when we come back. John Morris Show brought to you in part by the Baylor Club at McLean Stadium. 254-710-8080 is the number.
Baylor University has 129 undergraduate degree programs. That's 129 ways to be you. Like a Dark Ages expert with a history degree, or a light unto the world with a BA in religion. Excel with the structure of engineering, or increase your interest in finance. Keep your head in the clouds in astronomy, or your feet on the ground with earth science. No matter what walk of life you choose, take the first step at Baylor. where lights shine bright.
Hey, it's Matt Mosley's show, brought to you by Jim Turner Chevrolet of McGregor, the official Chevy dealer of Baylor Athletics, your Central Texas Chevy truck headquarters. Check out our November Fall Savings event featuring our best truck deals of the year. Come see the difference that so many of our friends rave about. Transparent pricing, the highest trade allowances, and a huge inventory of new Chevrolets for you to choose from. Or check us out online at turnerschevy.com. That's Jim Turner Chevrolet of McGregor, the official Chevy dealer of Baylor Athletics. Stick 'em, Bears.
After my first car accident, I feared the biggest damage would be to my wallet. I expected a mountain of bills and a long, drawn-out process. But my Texas Farm Bureau insurance agent was there when I needed her and helped me get back on my feet and in my car in no time. Instead of a hassle, I got reassurance and a quick recovery.
Visit Texas Farm Bureau Insurance today at tfbinsurance.com to find an agent who's there when you need them most. Coverage and discounts are subject to qualifications and policy terms and may vary by situation.
D'Amore Fine Jewelers is excited to collaborate with Tacori to share the love this year. For the first time ever, Tacori is giving their biggest fans a chance to enter to win a $20,000 grand prize of Tacori jewelry. Simply visit D'Amore Fine Jewelers today and enter for a chance to win your dream designs. Tacori engagement rings, wedding bands, and jewelry. Five winners will be selected from now until December 31st. Visit D'Amore today to win. Tacori lovers, it's your time.
Okay, so what's the most important part about your house? Nope, it's not that bar or the theater room with that sound system. Think about it. The most important thing is your roof. It has to withstand all that Mother Nature can throw your way, so it makes sense to have the best. McAdams & Sons Roofing is your first choice when it comes to protecting that valuable asset. Experienced professionals using only the best materials. So for new construction, re-roofs, repairs, or remodels, for composition and metal roofs, think McAdams & Sons Roofing first. And now McAdams & Sons Roofing is installing seamless gutters to give your home a bright new look and added value. McAdams & Sons Roofing will come out and take a look at your roof and handle all the insurance process for you. Don't let any fly-by-night company look at your roof. Let a real professional you trust do the work. Put McAdams & Sons over 40 years experience to work for you. Check it out at McAdamsRoofing.com. That's McAdamsRoofing.com. Or give them a call today at 254-799-2949. Because you don't want a kid with your house's lid.
ESPN Radio Sports Center.
I'm your boy Q with your ESPN Central Texas Sports Center update. Brought to you by Valvoline Express Care Waco, 833 North Valley Mills Drive. Open Monday through Friday, 8 to 6, Saturday, 8 to 5. Baylor men's basketball coach Scott Drew checked in with ESPN Central Texas on Monday to talk about winning the Myrtle Beach Invitational Tournament and the significance that has on a team later on in the season.
When you play those tournaments like that, I think there's a stat 85% of the teams that win those tournaments play in NCAA tournaments. And the reason is it's really hard to win three games in 4 days against the quality competition you face. It says a lot about the character, toughness, and chemistry of your team, because if you don't like one another after you've been together for 4 days, you're ready to get out and forget about the game.
For the complete interview, check out CentexSportsFan.com under podcast. In the NBA, the Spurs fell to the Lakers 114-104. Tonight, the Mavs will host the Clippers. Tip-off is at 7:30.
SportsCenter every 20 minutes, only on ESPN Central Texas. This is the John Morris Show, proudly presented by Baylor University, where lights shine bright.
The Jayhawks trying to beat Texas Tech for the first time since 2001 and the second time ever. Good snap, good hold. Kick has plenty of leg, and it is good! Liam Jones comes through in the clutch, and the Jayhawks take down Texas Tech on Homecoming 2019.
He is a homecoming hero after all.
Now here's your host, John Morris.
That was 1 month ago today. It was October 26th. Highlight cut courtesy of the Jayhawk Sports Network from Learfield IMG College. Brian Haney, David Lawrence with the call, and a big, big win. A wild finish, but a big, big win for the Kansas Jayhawks over Texas Tech. Flash forward 1 month. We're talking Baylor, Kansas, coming up in Lawrence, coming up this Saturday. And we welcome in the color analyst for Kansas football, pre- and post-game host, Crimson and Blue Line for Kansas basketball. David Lawrence joins us now. David, good morning to you. Thanks for your time.
Good morning, John. Thanks for having me on. Thanks for playing the audio. Unfortunately, we haven't had a finish like that in the last month. We'd like to be hearing more of those, but certainly we're optimistic that we'll have some good things to come.
Well, there aren't many finishes like that, are there? The way that one transpired.
No. I mean, that was unique, and you could say we were fortunate there. But we've had the opposite of that fortune several times this year, and you know, it just shows you it's so difficult to turn a program around, and that's why how could you not marvel at what you have done. And Matt Rhule, biggest turnaround. And we've talked about turnarounds, and Kansas State had a big one, 30 years ago. But, from going to almost worst, to first in such a short amount of time, it's just got to be the storyline in college football this year.
It's pretty amazing. And, it's all about getting the right coach in place. And we certainly have that here with Matt Rhule. You guys, you feel like you've got that with Les Miles also.
Yes. Yeah, we're excited about things to come. I think he's got a good staff in place. So we have an athletics director that, brought us up to speed on support staff, analysts, and, and of course, Les has the experience. He's been there and done that. We're excited, but we also can, just know how tough it is. And what Matt's been able to do is just tremendous. But we do notice a difference. I mean, we have a new a coordinator in Brent Dierman. You've probably heard about that transition. And it hasn't always been smooth since then. We had a couple of games where offense really didn't show up much, particularly against our cross-state rival in Kansas State, but overall, we really like what he's done with our offense, and he showed up again in Ames, Iowa, and we competed with a pretty good team throughout and had an opportunity to win at the end of the game. So, we're taking baby steps, but I like where we're going, definitely.
David, that game against Iowa State, kind of a microcosm, isn't it, of this year? You can see the improvement you guys led in the second half in Ames, a tough place to play. And then Iowa State, came back and won the game by just 10. But that is obviously a step of progress just to play those close games here this season.
Absolutely. I mean, I'd be lying if I didn't tell you that even though, you guys are statistically dominant in almost every fashion against Kansas, that, I'm going into the game feeling like we've got a fighting chance because, A, I like the fight of our guys, and B, I do think we're well coached. And offensively, defensively, we've kind of been the same. I mean, we're not nearly where we need to be, but we're showing some baby steps. We're getting a little bit better. We can make some plays, but they need an offense that can put points on the board on the other side and occupy the clock. And sometimes we've had that offensively, like on Saturday against Iowa State, and sometimes we have not. And certainly they'll have to do it Saturday, but look who they're, look who they're going against. The best Big 12 defense. And James Lentz, who's the most dominant guy. If I was, I have coached in my life for much of my life, and I've always said if you're going to start with a guy, on the offensive end, yes, you got to start with a quarterback. But defensively, you want that dominant guy inside because he literally makes it impossible in so many ways and disrupts your offense, and that's what Lentz does. So it is going to be a very difficult task for Carter Stanley and our offense to put points on the board, but we know we're going to have to because you guys are going to score on us, and we've got to find a way to play in not only one of our better games, but our best game on offense to have a chance.
David Lawrence is with us, color analyst, KU football, and let's talk about Brent Dierman and his rise to the coordinator's position mid-season. Am I right? There was an open date in there, and then his first game as the coordinator was that Texas game, which you guys almost won in Austin and dropped by 50-48, but 48 points put on the board on the road in his first game as the coordinator.
Yeah, that was exciting. I mean, Brent Dierman, he's authored a book done some videos on RPO. And RPO is not new to college football, but he kind of takes it to the next level. And I love his enthusiasm. You know, there's an ESPN special out called Miles to Go. You can kind of catch a glimpse of his leadership qualities. He's certainly a man of faith, which I think does a lot to instill a lot in his players. And I'm excited about him. I really am. I think we've got a keeper right there. And the kids love him. You know, Carter Stanley loves him, and he's got a few pieces to work with offensively, but certainly I think he's getting the most out of them. So, I think we are going in with some guys and a coach that gives us a fighting chance offensively. But like I said, it's a daunting task, and they've got to find a way to put points on the board. Offensively, we do have a nice receiving core. Without a doubt, we got four guys that can catch some balls in crowds and run away from some people in Parchment, Charlotte, Robinson, and Lassiter. And, you know, we haven't had that. We haven't really been able to match up in receiving corps. And, you know, we know you probably have the league's best in Mims, but our offensive line will have to play their best game because Carter Stanley's got to have a chance to throw. And, Lynch hasn't made that easy, and others, but Lynch is certainly the headline. And Puka, gives us a chance. Sure. You guys shut him down pretty well last year. But I thought he played tremendously against Iowa State, had more rushing yards than what the Cyclones even give up as a team. So all cylinders have to be hitting for Kansas, to have a chance on Saturday. But there is potential there.
And you mentioned how difficult it is, to – change the culture of a program essentially. And with Les, do you think he might venture off and looking like a JUCO route for a short term, stability and to build up that depth chart, just for the time being?
That's a great question. And to go through our 10-year history, and it's been a struggle these past 10 years and three coaches and what they do initially is they go to JUCO ranks in year two. And in doing so, you really kind of gamble on your future. It's like going out and me buying a car with a credit card. We're borrowing against getting scholarships in the future. And instead of getting kids that are going to be in your program for 5 years, we're getting kids that might be there for 1 or 2 years. And that hasn't worked. I mean, we've had senior days with, 10 and 11 players. We've got a very small sophomore class because of that. But I'm excited to say that Miles is going out and he's going after high school kids. And I'm not saying there won't be a JUCO player in there, but right now everything looks towards a very high percentage of high school kids. To do it right, it's going to take 4 years. And, Matt Rule's kind of made that look different because he's turned it around in two. But I think in general, you've got to go after the high school kids and build the program from the ground up. So I'm excited that he is taking this approach because we've had three coaches in the last 10 years that have gone that JUCO route, and it's really hurt us as they exit the program.
Well, do you think, with Les's, history, his personality, the kids really enjoy, being around him. Is that something that, might be able to benefit from, like, the transfer portal? Getting kids who are like, okay, well, I don't fit in here. I want to go play for, somebody like Les and just enjoy the moment and what he's bringing to the program.
Well, I think that there will be a lot of players that would like to play for Les Miles, and that transfer portal that's a different deal for an old dog like myself, but it hurts programs and it helps programs. And granted, if it's good for kids, then I'm all for it. But Les is certainly a likable guy. I mean, I know him as a good human being, and I think that's a big step, number one step that you need to be for kids that want to play for you. He is exciting to be around, and kids do like to be around him. So, if that works out and we can get some key pieces, I think that would be great. But I think the way to do it still is to roll up your sleeves and hit those high schools and get those kids in your programs and get them in a red shirt and get them in the weight room. I mean, like we've done for, 100 years in college football. But if we can get some transfers and get some key pieces, because next year, you know, it's going to take a while. I mean, they're not bemoaning the fact that we have less scholarships this year like previous staff did, but the reality is we've got less scholarship players. There's no question, and that's because, you know, they went the transfer route before, and these kids left our program after 1 and 2 years. So it's going to take another couple of years to really build up the scholarship numbers, and we look forward to that happening.
David Lawrence with us, Jayhawk Sports Network, Baylor, Kansas this Saturday. What do you think? What do you think crowd-wise on Saturday? I mean, this is a tough week to have a home game with Thanksgiving here, and I know if we were hosting a home game, we'd be worried, you know, with our students for the most part headed home.
Yeah, well, I can't promise you a sellout crowd.
Okay.
We did have one a couple of weeks ago, and that actually didn't turn out well against Kansas State. As you mentioned, the Thanksgiving week, and then we should welcome you in with some cold rain, mm-hmm. it looks like, and some wind. So the weather conditions won't be ideal. So I don't know what the numbers will be, but it won't be full, certainly. And that's too bad. But we hope that the ones that are there are going to see the Jayhawks compete against one of the best teams in the country. And Charlie Brewer, I mean, a lot of people in the country are just finding out about Charlie Brewer, but he has looked like the Heisman hopeful for the past two seasons against Kansas. We're very well aware of this guy. I mean, he just hit the ground running against us, and he's just been fabulous. And I know he's a little bit banged up like a lot of people are, but listening to Coach, he's a really tough kid, and I know he'll be out there because, I mean, heck, you guys have an outside shot of being in the big dance this year. So there's no limitations to what you guys have in front of us, so I'm sure he's going to be out there giving it all he has.
Final thought, let's turn to basketball. I know the crew and the team is out in Maui, the Maui Invitational, big win yesterday over Chaminade. Is it BYU today? Is that who the next game is?
It is. BYU, okay. Without their best player, actually defeated UCLA pretty big. So, yeah, we'll have coverage of that. And I think we'll be getting off the air about 1:30 a.m.
Oh, man.
The time difference has us starting about 9:30, but we've got a loaded roster. I mean, Bill Self's had them before, but this one, you know, with Udoka Azubuike coming back and Silvio De Sousa, you know, a lot of talk about, you know, playing with two bigs. It seems to be like the dinosaur these days, but when Bill wants to go big, he's got two traditional bigs. And subbing in a third one with David McCormick that are really strong, and then a pretty good point guard in Devon Dotson, and then some nice new pieces. So we've had an injury, so it actually there's only about nine players, but I think those nine are pretty special. So it should be an exciting year of Kansas basketball again.
As always, number four in the nation. I know it's a late night for you, a late night coming up, so we really appreciate you being on with us this morning, and I look forward to seeing you on Saturday. Have a great Thanksgiving Day, and we'll visit more Saturday. Thanks, David.
Yeah, blessings to you, John.
Thank
and
you.
I look forward to seeing you. And bring a raincoat, your mittens, and all that kind of stuff. You never know.
I'll do it.
Be happening weather-wise.
Just keep the lightning away. We can handle rain. Just keep the lightning away.
That's right.
David, thanks. Have a great day.
Thanks. Thanks for having me on.
All right. David Lawrence, the great color analyst for KU football. He's the pre- and post-game host, the Crimson and Blue Line for Kansas basketball. And it's always funny. I always give him a hard time. One of their segments, and I think they may have changed this, but one of their basketball pregame segments mm-hmm. is they get the opposing play-by-play guy on. So,
right.
You know, it's there live from the arena, so I just walk down and do something with them. And the segment has always been billed as behind enemy lines is the way they call
catchy.
It. It's good, but I give him a hard time. I say, David, am I your enemy in any
yeah.
way? And am I your enemy? He said, no, you're not. It's just, you know, it's just the segment. Yeah. Yeah. But we always, and I think they changed the name of it.
Oh, no, you not, influenced
not,
it.
No, not because of me, but I think I remember last year it was just, you know, a look at the opponent or something like that. All right, great to visit with David, and we'll see he and Brian Haney and the entire Kansas crew there. Sound like rainy and cold on Saturday. Oh, lovely. Going to Lawrence on November 30th.
Test out that running game.
Run the game, move the clock. That'll be great. Appreciate him being on with us in Kansas basketball, number 4 in the nation, as he said, against BYU comes up tonight. Late game, 9:30 tip-off. I think that's ESPN. I'll double-check, but most of those games are on ESPN from Maui this week. All right, take a break. When we come back, the day of the day, some birthdays. David mentioned Charlie Brewer. Today's Charlie Brewer's birthday, so nice. Happy birthday to CB2, and we'll take a break and have more when we come back. We're glad you're with us on this Tuesday morning. John Morris Show brought to you by Baylor University, where lights shine bright.
Baylor University's average undergrad class is just 26 students. Instead of a sea of strangers, that's 26 new friends with 26 new perspectives. Like Chloe, who has pretty unique theories on linear algebra. Deontay, who has vital knowledge of all things medical. Or Jess, who marches to the beat of her own drum in the Baylor Golden Wave Band. When you're ready to see things a little differently, take a look at Baylor, where lights shine bright.
Miller Lite is brewed for every Cowboys fan who knows Miller Lite has been the only beer of the Cowboys since day one. Because when it comes to your team and your beer, you never compromise. That's why we brew Miller Lite with great taste and only 96 calories. Miller Lite. Hold true. Celebrate responsibly. 2018 Miller Brewing Company, Fort Worth, Texas. Average analysis, 12 fluid ounces, 96 calories, 3.2 grams carbs, less than 1 gram protein, and 0 grams fat.
Black Friday? But what about Truck Friday? Jay here from Pickup Outfitters. We say enough is enough. AirPods? Good luck storing your tools in those things. Give me a toolbox, please, for $50 off at Pickup Outfitters. A bathrobe is not going to keep your golf clubs or fishing poles covered in your bed. You need to give your wife some help and send her to Pickup Outfitters instead. We got a truckload of specials for Truck Friday. Free installation on all bed covers purchased at Pickup Outfitters. Buy WeatherTech front floor liners, get rear floor liners at 30% off. $100 off fifth wheel or gooseneck hitch. Spray in bed liners with a lifetime warranty, $50 off. ARE camper shells or DCU units, $300 off. $150 off Amp Research power steps. And we'll match all manufacturers' consumer rebates on the spot. Get more details at our website, createacommotion.com/truckfriday. It's 2 days only, Friday and Saturday, November 29th and 30th at Pickup Outfitters. 220 Lake Erie Drive, createacommotion.com/truckfriday.
If you want to get in shape, get rid of weight or inches, you have to make a commitment to work out. End the excuses of not enough time, you're too tired or too busy. And there's a special place to change your life with Waco Regional Tennis and Fitness on Lakeshore Drive in Waco. And on Black Friday, November 29th, you can purchase an individual membership for 3 months for just $88. The lowest it's ever been offered, and a perfect stocking stuffer for Christmas. And their commitment to you includes personal trainers Christy London and Randall Corley, state-of-the-art Cybex equipment, weights, spin bikes, clean and spacious locker rooms, each with a whirlpool, towel service, and a staff that knows your name when you walk through the front door. It's a place for your family, your friends, you and me. There are no better tennis facilities. Britt Coleman, the tennis pro. It's time to make Waco Regional Tennis and Fitness your home away from home. 3 months, $88 on Black Friday only. You just need to walk through the front door, start the journey to fitness and feeling better on Lakeshore Drive in Waco.
ESPN Radio Sports Center.
I'm your boy Q with your ESPN Central Texas Sports Center update. Enjoy comfort that's built to last with the new Train heating and cooling system. Visit traininfo.com to find your local dealer. It's hard to stop a Train. Baylor men's basketball coach Scott Drew checked in with ESPN Central Texas on Monday to talk about winning the Myrtle Beach Invitational Tournament and the significance that has on a team later on in the season.
When you play those tournaments like that, I think there's a stat 85% of the teams that win those tournaments play in NCAA tournaments. And the reason is, it's really hard
hard to win 3 games in 4 days against the quality competition you face. It says a lot about the character, toughness, and chemistry of your team, because if you don't like one another after you've been together for 4 days, you're ready to get out and forget about the game.
For the complete interview, check out CentexSportsFan.com under podcast. In the NBA, the Spurs fell to the Lakers 114-104. Tonight, the Mavs will host the Clippers. Tip-off is at 7:30.
SportsCenter every 20 minutes, only on ESPN Central Texas. Now, back to today's JMO Radio Show. Here's the voice of the Bears, John Morris.
Back with us, final segment, John Morris Show on this Tuesday morning. John Morris, Garrett Ross in studio. We'll be here, Lord willing, tomorrow morning at 9, and then we'll not be here on Thursday or Friday. You be okay with that, Garrett? You think I'll make it work. Else to do, stay home?
Might be able to make it work.
Are you sure?
It's going to be difficult, J-Mo, but yeah. I think I can do it.
Okay.
What about you?
Twist your arm.
Yeah.
Don't twist my arm.
Don't twist your arm.
I am fine with that. That'll be fine. But we'll be here tomorrow with you, and Matt Mosley is coming up next. Want to tell you our day of the day today is National Cake Day on the 26th of November.
You got a favorite cake?
There's not many that I don't like.
Okay.
I would say, and my family, if they're listening, they would be laughing, and they would probably say I like lemon cake with lemon icing.
That's a good one.
I mean, but there's none that I don't like. But if I had to pick one, lemon on lemon is pretty good.
I think I'd go with red velvet or like a funfetti cake.
Oh, that's good.
You know, some cream cheese icing or something.
How do you go wrong? How do you go wrong with any of those? So, National Cake Day today. Let's see. Whether it's a shapely bundt cake, which we celebrated on November 15th, to the less curvaceous sheet cakes, the sweet layered frosting covered decorated works of art scream celebration. So celebrate hashtag National Cake Day coming up today. Birthdays today. We mentioned Charlie Brewer's birthday is today. So happy birthday to the Baylor junior quarterback. Hope he gets to celebrate just a little bit.
Probably enjoy some cake on cake day.
Yeah. Yeah. How about if your birthday is on cake day? That's perfect.
Oh, yeah.
That's a good little double there. Very good. Who else? Anybody else?
My aunt today, Malia Bannister, today's her birthday. I want to wish her a happy birthday.
Very nice. Very nice. I'm looking for my list here and not finding it. Oh, here we go. All right. So other birthdays today to pass along to you. John Gilbert's birthday is today. John used to be a news anchor at KCEN. He now works at, I hope I've got this right, Cabela's. Is Cabela's the one out in Central Texas Marketplace?
Yes, it is.
That's Cabela's,
that's
right?
That's Cabela's.
That's where I see John now. So, and he's been there a while. So, great guy. Oh, today is Paul Jobson's birthday, Baylor soccer coach. Happy birthday, Coach Paul Jobson. Dan Feldheim's birthday is today. Dan works with Daktronics, I think. He's here with our scoreboards and things. Tommy Ross, man about town, Tommy Ross, his birthday is today. Wes Yeary's birthday is today. Wes, former athletic chaplain here at Baylor, now is in the Houston area. Kevin Ballou, Kevin's birthday is today. And that's all I've got. So that's a pretty good list. Yeah. Coach Jobson, Charlie Brewer, Tommy Ross, all those folks.
That's a nice list.
That's good. All right, if you're having a birthday and we missed you, I apologize. But for everyone, happy birthday to you on National Cake Day.
Enjoy.
Here, November 26th, absolutely. Well, thanks to David Lawrence for being on with us, giving us the KU side of things for the Baylor-Kansas matchup on Saturday. Remember, that's a 2:30 kickoff on Saturday. Coverage begins at 10:30 or just our show at 12:30? I'll find out.
Yeah, we need to look into that.
Yeah. 12:30, I know for sure, for the Baylor Alumni Tailgate Show. 12:30 on Saturday for the pregame, 2:30 kickoff, Baylor and Kansas Saturday.
I'm thinking it is going to be 12:30.
12:30 for the Baylor Alumni Tailgate Show on Saturday from Lawrence, which David says will be cold and rainy. Oh, boy. Sounds great.
Yeah.
But that's the next game for Matt Rhule and the Bears. Again, Lord willing, we'll be back with you tomorrow at 9 a.m. But right now, stay tuned. Matt Mosley, the Matt Mosley Show, is coming up next right here on ESPN Central Texas.
All right. Thanks, Jimbo.